Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Like many people who find themselves in a cycle of debt, Tina Hamlin's problem started with a few medical bills. That led to a series of internet loans, which led to more debt on top of mounting medical bills. That led to depression and stress, and so she had to take time off of work, which only made things worse.
Being off work for a long time and having everything go wrong with my family. So
she came here to Allied Cash Advance. It's at the end of a strip mall with a food line and a Dunkin' Donuts in a leafy suburb of Richmond. She drives by this place all the time, and that sign in the window, the one that offers loans of up to $1,500, that sign seemed to offer the answer to all of her problems. So she walked in and walked out with cold, hard cash.
I didn't feel triumphant or like I had done something great. No, I actually felt like I don't know what kind of problem I may have just created for myself, but it takes care of the problem I'm having right now.
The kind of loan she took out is known as an open-end line of credit. It was originally designed to let department stores sell things like washing machines, things that customers could pay down in installments. Recent years have seen all kinds of loan companies move into this space, offering loans without the same kind of limitations and protections that apply to payday loans or car title loans. There's only one limitation on these loans, a grace period of 25 days when the borrower cannot charge interest. Dana Wiggins at the Virginia Poverty Law Center says Allied charged Tina Hamlin illegal interest.
Many consumers think that open-ended credit loans that they get are very similar to a repayment of a payday loan, and so many assume that they have these protections.
Wiggins took the case to Attorney General Mark Herring, who is now suing Allied Cash Advance in Richmond Circuit Court. Allied did not respond to several requests to be interviewed for this story.
We're very pleased to see that the AG took this stand. I think it's a benefit for all the consumers who are getting loans in this open-ended credit space who may think that they have more protections than they actually have.
Earlier this year, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle expressed concern about open-end lines of credit and the even more shadowy world of internet loans. So they set up a work group that met all summer long, only to end without coming to any kind of agreement about implementing new consumer protections. Lisa McGreevy represented the Online Lenders Alliance at the workgroup meetings.
Absolutely, there should be consumer protections. We support a lot of different kinds of consumer protections, but taking consumers' access to credit away isn't a consumer protection. It denies people the ability to have economic benefits.
That logic does not sit well with everyone.
There's a market for prostitution. There's a market for crack. Why should I deny the crack addict he wants his drugs, and he is willing to pay me good money for his drugs?
That's Delegate Mark Levine of Alexandria.
When you start on crack, it's very addictive, and it's hard to get off crack. There are people for whom borrowing $200 and having to pay back $20,000 is not a good life choice.
Levine says he's still meeting with online lenders in an effort to come up with some kind of a compromise. They want the ability to get a license to offer loans in Virginia. Now, they don't actually need a license to do this, but it would help them market their products. Levine feels like that might give him leverage to implement some kind of a cap on how much interest these companies can charge. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, Tina Hamlin has returned to Allied Cash Advance.
I can't believe I'm standing here, and this is open for business. And that's just upsetting.
She says she hopes Levine can come to some kind of a compromise with lenders who she says are out of control.
Do we live in a country where capitalism can be balanced with accountability and responsibility? Do we live in that America? I don't know.
I'm Michael Pope.